squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Here we go with the boys' game, Frankfort versus Centralia. We had a dandy on the girls' side, 47-42 was the final, with Centralia staying unbeaten. And now the boys are also trying to stay unbeaten in Twin Valley League play, as Centralia on the season is 5-0 and 8-4 on the regular season. And as for Frankfort, they are 3-4, tied for 7th in the TVL and 7-7 overall. Well, as for Frankfort, they went 2-1 in the Twin Valley League tournament. They won their first round game against Blue Valley Randolph. They lost in the quarterfinals to the number one seed. 52-51 was the final, Clifton Clyde. And they won their consolation game against Donovan West. So they came out, they played really well in that TBL tournament. And as for Centralia, they placed fourth in the tournament. They went 1-2 with a win against Donovan West in the quarterfinals. They lost to Hanover in the semifinals, and they lost to Clifton Clyde in a third place game. In non-league play, Centralia has struggled. They're 3-4 in those games, which really more is a factor in sub-state standings, but in TBL play, as mentioned, they are 5-0. They are unbeaten in TBL play. They are 2-0 against teams in the top half of the Twin Valley League, with a win over Troy this past Tuesday and a win over Hanover last Friday. And they have 7 games left still, including 2 non-league games and 5 league games, including 3 of those being against teams in the top half of the Twin Valley League. And as for those games, on the 13th, they'll take on Blue Valley Randolph right here in this gym. And then 3 days later, they'll play Clifton Clyde in this gym. And their final game of the year is going to be at Axel. That is going to be a grudge match. That's going to be a lot of fun, that one, on the season finale. And most of those games between the top half teams, those teams are going to be playing each other at the very end of the season. There are only one game on next Tuesday that will have both teams be in the top half. And then from there will be another one until the 13th. We have games on the 13th, 16th, 19th, and 20th, where you have some of the heavyweights kind of duking it out. But until then, we don't have a ton of those matchups. But we do have Hanover at Clifton, or actually Clifton Clyde at Hanover tonight. Or no, I'm sorry, I'm getting my dates all mixed up. On Tuesday is when Clifton Clyde is at Hanover. So no heavyweight matchups tonight, but this one should be an interesting one, with Frankfort playing a lot better than they did last year when they went just 2-19. And here you are this season with a chance to get a winning record if they can win here tonight in overall play and get to 500 in league play. But it would take a lot for them to pull off this upset. We'll take a look at the Twin Valley League standings. Hanover currently in first at 7-1. Clifton Clyde Centralia are tied for second at 5-0, a half game back of first place. Axel is tied for fourth at 3-1, and Troy is 4-2, 2 games back of first place. And Blue Valley Randolph running out the top 6 at 4-3, 2.5 games out of first place. And there is Frankfort there in 7th place. They're tied with Valley Heights. With Frankfort, as mentioned, 3-4. Valley Heights is 2-3 in league play, but 3.5 games back of first place. Lynn is in solo 9th. They are 2-4, 4 games back of first. Washington County is 2-5. And Dr. West and Onega are both 0-7, with the Mustangs at 2-12. And Onega is 1-12 on the regular season. As for the sub-state standings, Centralia currently has the tiebreaker, according to Keisha, with Bishop Seabury. So if the season were to end today, they would be the 1 seed. Seabury would be the 2 seed. Burlingame would be the 3 seed at 8-6. Troy is the 4 seed at 7-6. So it is all matched up there at the top. In the bottom 3, a huge gap in between the two. Donovan West is currently the 5 seed at 2-12, with Northern Heights being the 6 seed at 1-12. And Onega, as mentioned, 1-12. They are there as well. In the Rock Hill sub-state standings, Osborne is currently the 1 seed at 11-1. Clifton Clyde is a 2 seed at 12-2. A big gap between 2 and 3 is Lakeside is the number 3 seed at 6-5. Frankfort is the 4 seed at 7-7. Washington County does have the same record, but according to Keisha, Frankfort has that tiebreaker, and Rock Hills is the 6 seed and last at 3-9. So if the season were to end today, Onega would be at Bishop Seabury, Northern Heights would be at Burlingame, and Donovan West would be at Troy for the right to play Centralia in the semifinal round, with the Panthers getting low by. And in the Rock Hills sub-state, Rock Hills will be at Lakeside for the right to play Clifton Clyde in the semifinals. And Washington County is at Frankfort for the right to play Osborne in the semifinals. That's again if the season were to end before the games from today are finalized. Other games going on in the TBL tonight include Jonathan West at Clifton Clyde, also Axel at Valley Heights. A big game here on the boys' side. Valley Heights, a pretty scrappy team this year. Lynn is at Troy, and also Blue Valley Randolph is at Onega. Also have games tomorrow as well. A couple of them are supposed to, quote-unquote, be lopsided. Axel hosting Lynn and Clifton Clyde hosting Washington County. But who knows, they can give a night here in this league. And then three games on Monday, including a couple of non-league matchups, including Minneapolis and Valley Heights. And Marysville will come here to take on this Centralia Panthers team. Also, Frankfort will be in action as well at Axel on Monday. And that's because Axel plays again on Tuesday against Pawnee City. So Axel has a ton of games left, so they have a lot of work to do. And that includes the most games versus the top half of the standings. They by far have the most difficult schedule among those top teams. Hanover, I would argue, has the second most difficult schedule, as they still have to play Clifton Clyde at home, as well as Troy at home and Axel on the road. Centralia, I would say, probably has the third toughest. They have Blue Valley Randolph, as mentioned, and Clifton Clyde at home, as well as at Axel. Clifton Clyde, I would say, has the third easiest. They have at Hanover and at Centralia. That is it. Troy probably has the second easiest with Axel at home and Hanover on the road. And then Blue Valley Randolph with the easiest, arguably, with all they have left is at Centralia and against Axel. We're underway in this one. Frankfort wins the tip, and they start like this. Wes Anderson, Ty Smith, Lane Loizzo, Carter Olson, and Fred Rosequist. Rosequist has the ball to start things out. Loizzo will hand it off. This will be Ty Smith's first touch of the ball game. The far side wing back to Rosequist. Stumbling and falling is Rosequist. Ball on the floor, squirts out into the hands of Quentin Oliver, who is starting alongside Matt Becker, Duke Timmel, Reese Tanking, and Paxton Bowers. This is Tanking with it. What a year Reese Tanking is having. 14.1 points per game, leading the team in points in second rebounding at 7.1 per game. Quentin Oliver, what a big-time job he did this past game, stepping up after multiple players were in foul trouble. He scored 16 points the other night. Tanking, far side wing, dribbles to the baseline, stopped by Loizzo. Bowers gets a screen to get away from Smith, gets around to Bowers to the cup, and he lays it up and in. From the left side with his right hand, and Bowers gets Centralia on the board first. So Frankfort, they want to have a chance to compete. They got some work to do. Here's a jump shot off the backboard. No good. Too strong for Fred Rosequist. Rebound going the other way. Here's Oliver. Two legs dribble to the top of the key. Reese Tanking. Go back to Bowers. Already a minute and a half gone here in this first quarter. Becker to the near side wing. Tanking. Into space from Loizzo. Goes back to the top. Becker wants to slow it down. And now we'll call the play. Defended by Wes Anderson. Bowers. Thought about the three. Cross-court pass near side. Good look. Short corner. And layup and in for Matt Becker. Good start offensively for the Panthers. You get 4-0. Rosequist far side wing to Ty Smith. To Loizzo. Carter Olson now with it. Dribble towards the middle. He'll fire a three off the dribble. That one rattles out. Rebound to Loizzo. To cutting Olson. Floater. Second try high off the glass and in. Carter Olson on the season. Their second leading scorer, averaging 11.2 points, 4.5 rebounds per game. Averaging the second most field goal attempts per game at 9.8. And shooting 41.7% on those attempts. Here's a three ball. No good. Bowers, far side wing. Becker saved it somehow to Timmel, but late call. And they're going to say that he was out. Centralia head coached by Nick Evans, and Frankfort head coached by Adam Schreiner. And Centralia will go into a man-to-man full court here. Inbound goes to Loizzo. Nobody was defending him, and now he'll pass it back to Olson. He'll bring it up. He's defended by Bowers the whole way. In trouble. The defense by Bowers. He's giving up his dribble. Pass deflected into the hands of Oliver. Here come the Panthers. Bounce pass. In wrap around from Bowers. Becker lays it up and in. 4 points for Matt Becker on the assist from Oliver. And 6-2 Centralia. Smith defended heavily by Oliver. Gets around him. Good job getting around that pressure. Gets in the lane all the way. Swatted out of there by Reese Tanking. And rebounded by Duke Timmel. Bookcourt pass up ahead. That's too short. And a nice steal by Lane Loizzo. He's fouled on the way down. Getting a little bit too ambitious that time. And Reese Tanking commits the personal. Same defensive play here. Looking at the press break. Frankfort inbound to Smith. Then by Becker, and now Altifer comes over to double team. Bring up the near side. Line jump by Smith, evading the double team. Far side wing. Olsen with it. Jab step near. Goes right side. Layup and too strong. Rebound by Duke Timmel. It was a good look and a good drive by Olsen, but too strong on the finish. Bowers, the leading scorer, averaging 13.5 points per game, hands it off. Tanking. Drive right side. Lost the handle of it. And they're going to see you foul on the floor by Carter Olsen. First foul of the ball game against Frankfurt. And our first substitution of the game, the Brett Heidemann check in. 4:31 to go, opening period, 6-2 Centralia. Panthers trying to stay unbeaten still in league play. 5-0 as Bowers lost it momentarily, picked it back up. Euro step in the lane, and a whistle, another foul on the floor against the Wildcats. And that one will go against Ty Smith. That'll be his first. A low formation on the inbound for the Panthers. Screen trying to get tanking over in the near side corner. And off the screen, Bowers rolls to the elbow to make the catch. He'll drive left, and he travels with it. And Frankfurt gets it right back. Savage play allows, once again, Centralia to bring the pressure in the backcourt. Hasn't worked yet. Blizzo and Rosequiff go out deep. Inbound to Anderson, near side in the corner. They've been defending him well so far today. Haven't really allowed him to touch the ball as he leads the team with 13.3 points per game. Bounce pass, near side wing to Olsen. He'll drive baseline after Bowers over-anticipated on the pass, and he lays it up and in, and the foul. And Carter Olsen, now with all of the team's 4 points, and a chance to finish an and one after a foul was committed by Reese Tanking, and that is his second already. That'll force the Panthers to go back to the bench once again. Free throw is good. So this is Ben Haberkamp checking in, and I talked to head coach Nick Evans, and he said that he's been really impressed with the way Haberkamp has been playing the past few games. He's been able to get things done on the defensive side of the ball. He's done all the little things right and has earned some playing time here in the heart of this season. He'll set a screen for Altifer. He goes to his left. The freshman drives and kicks out to Matt Becker. It's another screen by Haberkamp. Pick and roll pass deflected by Loizzo, and whistle and a foul against Haberkamp. He fouls Carter Olsen going for that jump ball that was popped up in the air off the deflection. 13th foul for Centralia already as we're just a little over halfway through this first quarter. 3:54 to go. Inbound to Anderson, far side corner this time. Gets away from Matt Becker, who always plays really hard defense. Far side wing, deflected, thrown away by Altifer. Cross half court, lost it. And picked up by Matt Becker, though. Gives it right back to the freshman. In and out dribble to the far side, hands it off. Haberkamp, nice lob inside to Heidemann. He'll go to work. Shut over to Loizzo, too strong off the heel. Rebound by Anderson. Good look that time for the forward off the bench for Centralia, Brett Heidemann. Loizzo giving some room. We'll try three, and it is good. Heidemann gave him space, and he makes him pay. First 3-point back to the ball game. Frankfurt with their first lead with 3:15 to go first quarter, 8-6. Bowers gets a screen by Altifer and go to his left. All the way to the block. Shot above the glass, and too easy. Nice retaliation by Paxton Bowers with him and Matt Becker, both at 4 points apiece right out of the chute. 3 minutes to go. Nice crossover dribble, but got a piece of it with Altifer. Smith trying to get away from the freshman. Smith, nice between the leg dribble. He stopped just inside the elbow. He'll go to the other elbow with Lane Loizzo. Signals for Anderson to hand it off to him. He'll receive it. He'll drive right side. Shot over a couple defenders. He's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Haberkamp and Heidemann were there defending. We'll see who they give the foul to. And they're going to get Haberkamp with his second personal foul. So him and Tanking both. A pair of fouls. And going to the line to shoot two is Anderson. Anderson shoots 70% from the free throw line this year. That one is no good this time. First free throw attempt for him of the game. Second of Frankfurt as a team. Duke Timmel will check back in for Heidemann. One more try for Anderson to get the lead right back for Frankfurt. On its way, and good. So Wes Anderson with his first point of the game. And it's 9-8, Wildcats. Lob inside to Timmel. They'll turn around and fire. No good over Osquist. Rebound Anderson with one hand. Outlet pass across half court to Porter Colvin. Lob inside, open look for Rosequist. Turn around, jumper. Good over Ben Haberkamp, who stays in the game with two personal fouls. Rosquist with his first basket of the game. It's 11-8. Enter pass to his cutting Aldifer. He lays it up and in. Nice backdoor cut by Quentin Aldifer. His first basket of the game. It is 11-10. Favor of Frankfurt. 2:12 to go. Timeout called by head coach Nick Evans of Centralia. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio. 11-10, Frankfurt leading Centralia here in Centralia. 2:12 to go, first quarter. Frankfurt basketball as it's entered into Anderson on the run across that court, defended by Aldifer. Lob inside. Elias, though, from the elbow, kicks it out. Wrap around. Three on the way for Anderson. It's short. Rebound, Ben Haberkamp. On the air, Anderson shooting 32% from beyond the arc, averaging 7.4 attempts per game. As Becker drives in the lane, he lays it up and in. Matt Becker with 6 points. Becker averages 4.2 points per game, and he already has six. Nice drive for Olsen, but too nice because he takes the charge. He gets the charge called against him. Duke Timmel took it. And Olsen picks up his second personal foul. Olsen was 5 points so far, and he will come to the bench. Ty Smith back in for the Wildcats. Porter Colvin is also in as well with 1:42 to go. Centralia back in front by one. There's Ben Haberkamp with it. Pass is through a couple defenders, deflected, but into the hands of Matt Becker somehow. Duke Timmel with it, far side wing. They avoid the turnover, and now Duke Timmel picked up a 2-foot and trapped with it. So once again, Centralia brings the pressure now. Nick Evans will have his team fall back. Anderson is allowed to bring it across half court without any pressure. Bounce pass, far side wing to Ty Smith. He's going to try a three off the dribble. Missing everything. Colvin trying to save it. Cannot. It's going the other way. One 12 to go. Haberkamp will give it to Bowers. He currently has 4 points. A couple of field goal makes for him so far. And the team's leading scorer crosses over, goes to the middle, pass far side corner. Aldifer jab step, baseline, and holds on to it. Couple dribbles, gives it to Haberkamp. Lob inside, Timmel goes to work, turn around, no dribbles, pull up jumper, that's short. Hit the even by Fred Rosequist. And Frankfurt with the rebound with 50 seconds left here in this first quarter. Wildcats trying to get the lead back. Nice between the legs dribble before Ty Smith gets away from Ben Haberkamp momentarily. And he'll kick it out to Fred Rosequist. Goes to his right, hands it off to Colvin. Crossover dribble. Drive, right side, in the lane, Colvin all the way to the rack, but misses the finish. And Timmel with the rebound. Too high off the backboard that time, 30 seconds left for the Panthers. Bowers about 40 feet away from the basket. Loizzo about 9 feet away from him. Centralia going to hold for the final shot as head coach Nick Evans barks out his orders for the final shot here. Now 10 seconds for Bowers. And a whistle, offensive foul. It's going the other way. On a screen from Ben Haberkamp, and that is his third personal foul. 10.2 seconds left. Carter Olsen will check in for this last offensive possession for Frankfurt. As mentioned, he has 5 points. Possibly give him an opportunity to get another one going here. Here we go. Final possession for Frankfurt. Pass deflected for Smith, but right back into his hands. Gets it to Olsen. The 3 seconds. Drives. Floater at the buzzer. No good. Rebound to Timmel. That's how the quarter comes to a close. 12-11 Centralia after 8 minutes. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Your project starts here at Stahlbomer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. stop by Solomer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Solomer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Solomer Lumber in Seneca.
KMZA.
6 points for Mav Becker, and he helps Centralia get to a 12-11 lead after the end of the first quarter. Jared Fleming back with you. The Panthers have the first possession of this second quarter. Here's Altifer, dribbling to his right, just inside the three-point line, hands it back to Becker. Defended by Wes Anderson, somewhat loosely, giving him a cushion, goes to his right, gets a screen by Tibble. Far side wing pass to Bowers. About 20 feet away from the basket, spins right side, pass backwards to Tyler Jones. He wasn't in where he thought he was, but he saved it from going out of bounds. Good hustle by Tyler Jones of Centralia, and they hold on to the possession. Altifer from the top of the key, signals for Becker to go to the baseline. He does just that. Bowers with the pass. Short corner catch to Timmel, far side, defended by Loizo, goes to his right, falling away, shot to glass is, what a roll, and Timmel gets the shot to fall. Was speechless with how the ball moved on the backboard the way it did. It looked like it was going to spin off to the right, but it went back to the left. And it goes. And Duke Timmel with his first back to the ball game. It's 14-11. I apologize for stuttering for that. I thought for sure that was going to be short, but somehow that fell through. Anderson with it far side. From the wing, gets to the Wiseau, down to your side to Smith. Screen from the Wiseau, goes to his right, back towards the middle, defended by Tyler Jones. Heading back door, not receiving the pass there that time was Kurt Harden checked him for the first time. Now an offensive foul going the other way on a screen by Trent Harden. Fred Rosequist checking in for the Wildcats. He'll check in for Harden. Tyler Jones, Matt Becker, Jackson Bowers, Duke Timmel. Tyler Jones in. Here's the catch for Jones from the near side of wing to Paxton Bowers. Stop the key catch. Far side, Altifer. Defended by Colvin. Spins the outside. And off the glass for Quentin Altifer, the freshman. Dazzling. Hear the oohs and ahs from the Centralia crowd. It makes it 16-11 Centralia. Anderson goes to his right. Drives in the middle. Pull-up jumper. 10-footer. No good. Sits up in the air by the Wiseau. But his other hand making too much contact with the Centralia player. And he'll pick up the foul. And for the Wiseau, that is his first, his team's second. Frankfurt had a lead momentarily, but since then, it's been all Centralia. Near side wing, catch Jones, drives middle, jumps off, kick, far side corner from Bowers, entry pass, Keith Timmel goes to work. Kicks it out, pass deflected, but into the hands of Altifer from the top of the key, who again is defended by Porter Colvin. The back to Bowers from the wing. Timmel coming off a screen to catch at the top of the key. Defended by Rosequist. Far side wing catch for Jones. He'll drive by Loizo, or defended by Loizo, excuse me. Bowers, he looks to drive, but he'll kick it out as he stops near the free throw line, the far side elbow. Out to Altifer, good defense from Frankfurt so far. Entry pass, Timmel, nice pass by Altifer. And pass deflected, but into the hands of Jones. To Becker, he'll drive left. He'll kick it out. Altifer for three, far side corner. That's short. Rebound, Wes Anderson. A masterpiece on defense for Frankfurt, but now Wes Anderson, his behind back dribble gets away from him. It's stolen by Matt Becker, and Anderson commits a petty foul after losing the turnover. You really hate that as a coach to see your player commit a turnover or miss an easy shot, and then they foul right away. Trying to reach in and overcompensate out of frustration. And for Wes, that was his first, team's third. 5:07 to go, second quarter, 16-11 Centralia, leading and home against the Frankfurt Wildcats. Bowers gets all the way to the far side block, and he's fouled on the arm by Ty Smith. They're going to say that was on the floor. That is going to be Smith's second personal foul. Him and Carter Olsen both with a pair of personals. And speaking of, Olsen checking back in, he'll come in for Ty Smith. Stack formation for the Panthers on the inbound. Inbounding is Matt Becker into Bowers just outside of the block in the short corner. Backs down towards the block. Turn around. Fade away. Good off the glass. Beautiful touch by Paxton Bowers. He has six. Tied for the team lead. It's 18-11. Low scoring second quarter. After both teams had a solid offensive output in quarter number one. Frankfurt still yet to score here in the second quarter. Far side wing catch Porter Colvin. Puts on the floor a couple times by Altifer. Goes far side. Pass is deflected into the hands of Brett Heidemann. Gets a steal. Turning it to Tyler Jones on the run. Up ahead, far side corner. Altifer drives baseline. He'll flip it out to Tyler Jones at the top of the key. Hold on to it. Not looking to shoot it, though. He was wide open. Had about 5 or 6 foot cushion. Here's a step back three off the dribble. No good for Paxton Bowers. Rebound by Lane Malizzo. And a foul going the other way on a reach in by Matt Becker. And it's his first team's first. His first and team's first. Man-to-man defense for the Panthers here. Anderson will be defended by Matt Becker. Bounce pass far side wing. Carter Olson dribbles to his left. It stopped. Now entry pass. Far side block. Rosewith is stripped. He kept it, though. And it goes out to Malizzo, top of the key. Fake hand off to Anderson. Gave up his dribble, so he needs to get rid of it. Goes to Rosewith. Far side wing. They gave this to Colvin. Into a double team. Gets out of it. To Malizzo. Gets back to the defender who over-anticipated. He'll put up a floater. Good off the glass for Lane Malizzo. Second field goal make of the game. He has 5. It's 18-13. And first field goal make and first points of the second quarter for the Wildcats. Going middle and a little scoop shot off the glass for Quentin Altifer. Beautiful drive. He now has 6. Timeout called by head coach Nick Evans of Centralia. It is 20-13 Panthers. 3:25 to go in the first half. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock Risk Protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
KMZA.
An 8-2 run to start this second quarter for Centralia. They lead it 20-13. Jared Sluppy with you here in Centralia. Kirk Hillman back in the booth, killing it as always. Back in the board, or on the board, excuse me. So for Centralia, they'll come out with Brett Heidemann as well as Jones, Bowers, Altifer, and Becker. For Frankfurt, they'll come out with Loizo, Olsen, Smith, Anderson, and Rosequist. For Frankfurt, Smith and Olsen both with 2 fouls. For Centralia, Reese Tanking has 2. He hasn't played since middle of the first quarter. And Ben Haverkamp, he has 3 fouls. Anderson, top of the key catch. He'll give it to the Lizo near side wing. He'll give it to Smith. Smith with an open look for 3, just to the right of the top of the key. And this is everything. But an offensive rebound by Rosequist and a splash on his arm. Let's see who got him with 3:08 to go. And it'll be Matt Becker, and that's his second personal foul. Team foul number 2. And now Duke Timmel will check in. And so will Ben Haverkamp. Haverkamp checking in with 3 personal fouls with 3:08 to go in the second quarter. Interesting decision from head coach Nick Evans of the Panthers. Inbound, lob it up to Loizzo. Far side corner, Olsen had a nice look to Rosequist. He is fouled in 1. Pushed from behind by Tyler Jones. And he knocks it off the glass. And Rosequist with his second basket of the game. He has 4. I think 20-15. So things getting a little bit more interesting here. So for Jones, that is his first and the team's third as well. Free throw for Rosequist is too strong. Offensive rebound by Smith. Putback is up. Is no good. Misses the entire goal. And an offensive rebound again. Here's a floater for Olsen. That's no good. Tipped up in the air. Into the hands of Quentin Altifer of Australia. So a couple of missed opportunities that time for the Wildcats. Nice drive by Altifer, but he's blocked from behind by Lane Malizzo. Beautiful hustle. He got beat, but then came from behind. He got the rejection. Anderson to Cunning Malizzo. Bounce pass down to Rosequist. Top of the key. Now far side wing for Smith. Dribbles to the middle. Gets bumped by Altifer. Falls to the ground. Nothing called. And a late foul call from the official on the near side. It was the right call, but it was just about a full second too late. Fourth team foul with 2.5 to go. And that one will be against Oliver. That is his first. Here's the inbound to Loizzo. Far side elbow. Bounce pass. And a bit of a reach in, and now they'll call it. As Olsen got hit on the arm. With 2:26 to go. That one goes against Duke Timmel. That's his first. Olsen goes to the line to shoot a pair. He is 1-for-1 from the free throw line so far tonight with 5 points. First one on the way. Good. .26 remaining here in the second quarter. Get some scores here just a second as that one is no good. Offensive rebound, Rosequist. So Olsen goes 1-for-2. Bounce pass to Olsen, and it's off his foot. And turnover to Centralia. Going the other way, so we'll have to hold off on those scores for now. Drive, far side, blow jumper for Bowers. It's good from just outside the block on the far side. On the nice drive, he had 8. Now leads the team out right in the scoring. 2:03 to go. It's 22-16 Centralia. Rosequist hands it off to Anderson. Nice backdoor cut. Rosequist shot is no good, and he's fouled. He'll go up for two. As Bowers wanted a charging call, he's not going to get it. They're going to get the foul on Tyler Jones, who came from behind and slashed him on the arm, is what they say. So I think if Jones wasn't there, then they would have called the charge. But because Jones hit him before he took the charge, that's why they called the foul. First free throw on its way is too strong this time for Rosequist. He is 0-for-2 now today from the free throw line. Frankfurt holding on to a 2-point deficit. Beg your pardon, 2-possession deficit. Second free throw is no good as well. Rebound Tyler Jones of Centralia. So he's now 0-for-3 from the free throw line. Bowers hands it off to Haverkamp, who will hand it off to Jones. To Bowers, near side wing, lobs inside. Timmel goes to work, hands it off to the cutting Tyler Jones, who lays it up and in. Beautiful reverse layup by Tyler Jones as he splashes into the lane. And their largest lead of the game is right now 8 points, 24-16, with 1:30 to go here in the second quarter. Here's a pass that's too far for Rosequist, but luckily for the Wildcats, Anderson was there to come and get it. The fire three off the dribble, that's short. Tipped up, rebound Oliver. Out of the pass, far side Bowers. Here come the Panthers, 1:18 to go. Drive baseline. Timmel falls over. They're going to double team, wraparound pass. Jones going to try a three in the near side corner. That's short. And a rebound for Porter Colvin of the Wildcats. Up ahead to Anderson. The drive baseline. He'll kick it out. Free ball on the way for Carter Olsen. That one's no good off the front end of the rim. Rebound Ben Haverkamp of Centralia. 53 seconds left here in the second quarter. Jones now to Haverkamp, top of the key, to Bowers, near side wing. Timmel working the interior. He's on the near side block. Bowers gets the screen by Aldefer, goes to his left. Bounce pass. Timmel makes his move on Rosequist, hands straight up, he'll kick it out. Bowers, three, far side wing, short, rebound for Carter Olsen. 30 seconds to go. He lost it. The defense by Aldefer, he dives in there and gets a jump ball. Terrific hustle by the freshman, Clinton Aldefer. And with 28 seconds left, Frankfurt does get the ball back, though. Olsen comes to the bench. And in the game for Frankfurt for the first time tonight is Max Studer. Studer, a sophomore. We'll see if the Wildcats play for their final shot here. Anderson near half court, crossover dribble. Gets past Haverkamp, now reverses course, back towards half court. And now head coach Adam Schreiner is going to call a timeout with 1.7 seconds left. We're going to take it with him. Be back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
24-16. Centralia leading at home against Frankfurt. One last shot before the end of the first half for the Wildcats. They come out with Olsen, Anderson, Loizo, Smith, and Rosequist. Here's the inbound to Olsen. Now almost looked like it was a backcourt violation. 10 seconds left. Handoff. Smith with 8 seconds. Defended by Altifer. He stops with 6. Gives to the near side for Anderson. Wraparound tipped by Becker. 2 seconds left. And a fantastic stop by Centralia at the end of the half. And it stays 24-16. So coming up next, we have our halftime show. And it's brought to you by Highland Community College. Our score again at the half. It's Centralia 24, Frankfurt 16 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Centralia. Our score, Centralia 24, Frankfurt 16 here on the boys' side of things. Recapping how things have unfolded here in this one. Both offenses, they got to a pretty solid start. Maverick Becker scored 6 points in the opening quarter, and Carter Olsen also had 5 for the Wildcats. And in the second quarter, Centralia went on an 8-2 run to start. Quinn Oliver and Paxton Bowers both made multiple field goals in the period to get them to their 24-16 lead here at the break. And as for the individual leading scorers in this one, starting off with Frankfurt, Carter Olsen with 6, Lane DeWiseau with 5, and Fred Rosequist with 4, as well as Wes Anderson with a free throw. For Centralia, their leading scorer is Paxton Bowers. He has 8, Quinn Oliver has 6, so does Matt Becker, and 2 points apiece for Duke Timmel and Tyler Jones. And looking at some scores around the area as well, here in our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Halftime in the Big 7 between Omaha Central and Holton, with the Thunder up 27-14. Also, the Red Hawks lead the cause 28-22 of Hiawatha, of course. Also, a final score on the girls' side, Valley Falls girls beat Horton 50-39. ACCHS girls went over Jackson Heights 48-42. We had an overtime finish over on CARE 93.7 FM as Morehead Bad Academy holds on against Jefferson County North 48-45. And also a final score on the boys' side, Sabetha defeats Royal Valley, low scoring point on this one, 34-21. In the Twin Valley League, Blue Valley Randolph defeats Onega 59-39. Troy defeats Lynn 57-37. Also, halftime on the boys' side, Troy leading Lynn, Lynn leading Troy 31-26. Blue Valley Randolph boys leading Onega 45-15. And also, we have a score between Moral Mount Academy and Jefferson County North. You're hearing the Centralia drumline there get really loud as it is tied 11-11 after the first quarter between Moral Mount Academy and the Jefferson County North boys team. A fantastic game on the girls' side of that one, and the boys' one starting to become that as well. Don't have a final score yet between... Oh, there we go, as it just pops up into my feed. Clifton Clyde defeats Donovan West on the girls' side 72-53, so a big-time win for Clifton Clyde over Donovan West. And for the Mustangs, that one, a huge loss for Donovan West. And what they solidify is that they won't get first place in the TVL, but it'll make that their road to getting first place that much more difficult as they now fall to sixth place in the TVL standings. The Axel boys, they defeat also Valley Heights 62-53. A big win for the Eagles on the road in that one. Those are your scoring updates brought to you by Holt's House Auto House in Fairview. What time to update your vehicle? How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Going to take a break. We'll be back with keys to the second half and tip off, but resuming our second half here. As once again, our score at the halftime on your halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. It is Centralia 24 and Frankfort 16 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
Back here in Centralia, Jared Spubby with you. Kurt Kilman back in the booth. Our score, Centralia 24 Frankfurt 16 here on the boys' side of things. And what a fun night of Twin Valley League girls basketball it has been. I'm going to try to pull the standings for you with all the updated games in. The only one we don't have is the Hanover game, but Hanover is playing a non-league game tonight against Republic County, so here we go. So Centralia is now a full game up in first place over Frankfurt and Hanover, with Centralia being 6-0. Frankfurt and Hanover are 6-2. Valley Heights and Clifton Clyde are now tied for fourth place at 5-1 in league play. Donovan West is in still the sixth at 5-3. So kind of a separation between now the top five, you could argue, is Donovan West. They have a long ways to go as they are now a full two games out of first place. But, of course, two games, that is not a whole lot. Anything can happen on any given night. So we will see what happens with Donovan West on the girls' side. They are now 9-6 on the season, the reigning 1A-D1 state champs. They have Onega next on the 6th. We'll be broadcasting that one right here on KMZA on Tuesday. They then host Hanover. They're at Centralia. They have a non-league game. And then they host Lynn and then at Troy to finish up their season. That game will be on KNZA on the 20th. So, long ways to go, but we're back here on the boys' side, 24-16, Centralia. They have the ball, and we are back underway. Here's Becker with it. Enter pass from Bowers to Timmel. Can't get the little bunny to go. Rebound for Fred Rosequist of Frankfurt. And the Wildcats looking to get something going here in our keys in the second half for Frankfurt. They got to get something going offensively. Just two field goal makes in that second quarter. Offensive foul is called against the Wildcats, and that will go against Fred Rosequist, his first. He has been an offensive struggle. Had a pretty solid first quarter of offense, 11 points, 5 from Carter Olson. Of course, he got into foul trouble. And as for Centralia, key of the second half, keep that scoring spread out. They did a good job of getting multiple different players with a good amount of scoring. It's Reese Tanking, misses his three-pointer, but gets a putback, a chance, and it is swatted out of there by Rosequist, and Becker pokes it away from Wes Anderson. Goes out of bounds, though, to Frankfurt. It was 8 points for Paxton Bowers, a couple of field goals in each of the first two quarters. Matt Becker had 3 field goals in the first quarter to get 6 points. Quentin Oliver also 6 points with a pair of field goals in the second quarter. Here's Smith with it. Gets a screen for the Lizo. Goes to his left towards the middle. He'll kick it out to Rosequist. He'll hand it off near the wing. 3 ball from the near side for Anderson. It is good. And Wes Anderson starts the scoring. Just their second three-pointer of the ball game. His first field goal make of the game. And now a traveling call against Quentin Oliver, the freshman, on the far side baseline. And all of a sudden, right out of the gate, a chance to cut it to a one-possession deficit for Frankfurt this possession. Right here. Olsen on the left side gives it to the middle to Loizo. Nice high pass for Rosequist, puts it in a good spot, lays it up and in. And it is 24-21. A quick 5-0 run for the Wildcats out of the gate. Centralia hoping to retaliate, leading by 3. Tanking, he's been silent today because he picked up 2 really quick fouls in the first quarter. He's a lob up for Timmel. Beautiful pass for Paxton Bowers. Turnaround jumper is good from the left side off the glass. And Duke Timmel, another guy that has kind of struggled today, he now has 4 points. Hasn't had a lot of opportunities. Eliza goes towards the high post, spins the outside, kicks it out. Wide open, looks to Ty Smith for 3. That one halfway down pops out of there. Rebound, Reese Tanking. Good look for Smith, but couldn't hit it. Here comes Bowers from the near side wing. He gives up his dribble to Tanking. Now to Oliver. The freshman surveys. Bounce past Timmel. Trying to give him another look at it. Backing down, Rosequist kicks it out. Oliver for 3. Far side corner. Too strong. Rebound, Rosequist of Frankfurt. He'll outlet it to Olsen on the far side. 2 minutes gone here in this third quarter. 26-21 Centralia. Rosequist takes the handoff to Anderson as Becker is defending the handoff very well. Another fake handoff to him. He gives it to Loizo instead from the top of the key. To the far side wing with it, it's Ty Smith. Dribbles towards the middle, back to Rosequist. Entry pass, high pass for Loizo, defended by Timmel. Off the glass, and good. And Loizo, with his first basket of this second half, he has 7. And it's back to a 3-point deficit for the Wildcats. Tanking goes to Aldefer, far side wing. Becker with a catch, top of the key, now near side for Bowers. Signals for Timmel to come to get it. He passes deflected, and it was a little push and a foul from behind. By Rosequist, his second of the game in of the quarter as well. And checking in for the Wildcats will be Trent Hardis. And he will check in for Rosequist. Rosequist calls out defensive play here. Shriner, head coach Adam Shriner of Frankfurt calls out the defensive play here. Switch to a 2-3 here. Forcing them to try to shoot the three as they have not made a three yet today. No free throws and no three-point basket. Here's a three from Oliver near side corner. That is good. Oliver said, hey, you're going to test this. We'll drain a three right in your face. And it's 29-23. Anderson from the far side wing. Nice crossover dribble. Drives baseline off the glass. No good on the drive by Anderson. It's out of bounds. And it'll go to the Panthers. Anderson, a nice take, but couldn't get the shot to fall. And it'll be Oliver who will bring it up. Oliver will dribble to the left. Defended loosely by Carter Olson. Powers lobs it up to Tankin, kicks it out to Becker for three. Far side corner, that's no good. Rebound, Tindall. He'll go, he's hit. And on the floor, college or pro, that's good, but in high school it is not, as that foul will go against Trent Hardin. And that will be his second, and the team's third already, with 4:22 to go in the quarter. 29-23 Centralia. Inbound for Tankin. It'll go into the backcourt for Bowers. Has to track it down before it goes all the way out of bounds in the end line. Gets it across that court. Here's Oliver. The top of the key gets the 2-3 zone of Frankfurt. Tankin, near side, Oliver. Dribbles from the near side wing to the middle to give it to Becker. Tankin now to Oliver as they continue to survey their options. Oliver's going to try another three. A third three of the quarter. That one's no good. Rebound West Anderson. And he almost carried it. They're going to say that that it was clean. It did not look clean, but we play on. Here's Eliza who's going to try a three. He checked time. That's too strong. Rebound, Matt Becker, a long rebound. And here's the three-point line. Ella pass ahead, Bowers, 2-1. Wraparound pass off the foot of Eliza and out of bounds to Centralia. Rose Swift checks back in for the Wildcats. He'll come in for Trent Hardin. They will continue to stay in the 2-3 zone. Aldefer, screen to get Tankin open for three in the corner. That one grazes the rim barely. And Anderson saves it from going out of bounds on the far side corner. Out of the pass to Olsen, far side wing. Defended by Becker. Baseball pass. Skip pass to the near side to Ty Smith. Top of the key to Luizzo. Now to Anderson, far side wing. Try a three in his face. That is short over the backboard. And it'll go to Centralia. Nothing. Head coach Adam Schreiner liked that shot selection. A long three about 3 feet away from the three-point line. Panthers have a chance to go up by three possessions here. They still lead 29-23. Bowers from the top of the key. Signals for Tankin to clear out. Now drive. Left side. Bowers. Turnaround. Jumper. No good. Off the front of the rim. Loose on the rebound. Fight for it. Picked up by Anderson. Outlet far side to Carter Olson from the wing. Rose quits to the near side. Ty Smith. Head fake. Played by Bowers. Poked away from him, but he got it back. Liza is the far side. Olson. Drive baseline. Around Oliver. Beats him and lays it up and in. What's the blow by? Carter Olson with his first field goal since the first quarter. He has eight. And it's 29-25. Wraparound passes into the hands of Ty Smith. Turnover. Going the other way. Matt Becker from behind. He's going to try to steal it. It's loose on it. Hey, with the Wildcats. Excellent hustle. See that streak of white lightning. Heading down the court, that was Matt Becker. He is just so fast. Unfortunately for the Panthers, though, couldn't get the steal and just poked it out of bounds. He'll stay with Frankfurt. Far side wing catch Smith. Far side corner with an Al Olsen. Nice jab step. Baseline goes middle. Layup no good for Olsen. Rebound Duke Tindall. A good jab step. Got his defender to go one way, and he went the other. And here come the Panthers. Becker with it. Scoreless since the first quarter when he had 6 points. Aldefer now far side for Bowers. Lob it short corner, Timmel. Backing down, Rosequist. Just bodying him up, but his shot is left short. Rebound, Rosequist. Now the pass is deflected by Bowers, but out of bounds, and it'll go two. Oh, they're going to say it was last touch by Frankfurt. They'll stay with the Panthers. And 1:57 left to go in the third, still 29-25. Brett Heideman checking in for Centralia. Tanking the inbounder. Go to Aldefer from the far side wing. 1-for-3 from beyond the arc here in this quarter. To the outside and a travel. In front of the outside, came back to the inside, and instead of jumping off of both feet, he jumped off of his front foot His back foot was his pivot foot, so it's a travel. Another opportunity for Frankfurt to get back within one possession. Smith backing down Alderfer to get across half court. Gets bumped. Now double team as Bowers comes over to help. And the ball is squirted out, and that's because of a reach-in, and the foul is called against Quentin Alderfer. That is his second. Alderfer with 9 points. He actually leads the team in scoring here tonight. And he led the team in scoring in their last game. He had 16. And Smith once again almost had it poked away, and this time he carried it. And a turnover. Good defense by Quentin Alderfer. This team is going to be so good in any sport that Centralia is in for a long time. The way he played on the football team this past year, having to fill in at quarterback and doing things he did when he had the football in his hands, and now this year in basketball as well, leading the team in scoring here tonight, 29-25 still our score. Pitcher pass, Heidemann goes to work. Again, throw Swift, kick it out to Tanking. Far side win catch for Alderfer. Screen by Heidemann goes to his left. He'll drive, Alderfer spins outside, stops, kicks it out. And Becker calls out a new play. Good job by the senior to slow things down a bit. And to his right is Bowers. He'll drive in the lane. Right side gets bump shot with the glass. No good. A put back for Heidemann. Tippin's no good. Second try by Heidemann is good. Way to stay with it for Brett Heidemann. His first basket of the game. It's 31-25 with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Smith has a screen to go to his left. He'll give it up to Lizo. Far side wing catch Anderson. Dumps it off to Olsen. Far side corner. 48 seconds left. Rosequist hands off to Smith. Defended by Reese Tanking. Carter Olsen calling for it in the corner. He'll drive into the lane. Nice take in. Lays it up and in for Ty Smith. His first basket of the game. And once again, back to a 4-point deficit for Frankfurt with 30 seconds to go. Tanking thought about a long three. Instead, gives up to Alderfer. Heidemann working the inside on Rosequist. Jump stop in the middle of the paint. Alderfer pulls up. Good. Nice shot by Quentin Alderfer. 5 points in the quarter, 11 on the ball game. 17 seconds left. Another chance for Frankfurt, trailing 33-27. Cross half quarter pass to Olsen, defended by Paxton Bowers. Goes to his right near the wing. He'll hand it off to Anderson. With 5 seconds, Anderson. Pass far side for Smith. Doesn't know how much time it is now. He realizes it with 3 seconds. Three ball, no good. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. 33-27. Frankfurt trailing Centralia, and we go to the fourth quarter coming up next after 1 minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
33-27, our score. As we go to the fourth quarter, Frankfurt will have the ball to start things out. We're back underway. We have another opportunity to get back within one possession. Got to make a three-point basket, though, here. Smith goes to his right, stops with his both his feet on the three-point line on the near side wing. Crossover dribble, Anderson. Well, faking a crossover dribble, staying with his right hand. Now goes to his left. He'll fire a three off the dribble. Deep three, and he cashes it home. What a shot by Wes Anderson. He now has 7. And it is 33-30. That was Heat Check City for the sophomore. Going to his right. Jump stop. Kick it out. Far side wing. Matt Becker drives. He is stripped by Ty Smith, and he thought that that was a clean play. He had some words to say, and it'll be his third personal foul. He said, no way. There might have been a word in between there. I'm not quite sure. Not a lip reader. 7:18 to go, fourth quarter, 33-30. Entry pass, near side block to Bowers. Backs down his man. Turnaround jumper, no good. Short, took up in the air by Timmel. Loose, and Smith can't save it, and he'll stay with Centralia. Panthers will get another chance. 2 3-pointers here in the second half from Wes Anderson after he didn't have a single field goal make in the entire first half. So he has 7, only behind Carter Olsen, who has 8. Lane Wiseau also has 7, and Fred Rosequist has 6. Bowers, the inbounder, lobs it in for Matt Becker, lets it wisely go into the backcourt. Quinn Oliver leads the team in points with 11, also 8 for Paxton Bowers, 6 for Matt Becker, 4 for Duke Timmel. Hands off Tang, and D3 for tanking. That is short this time. It's loose and tipped by Becker and picked up by Lane Wiseau of Frankfurt near half court. A long rebound. Here's Smith with it near side wing. Entry pass to Wiseau. Goes to work. Backs down Timmel. Nice cover defense by Quinton Oliver. He pokes out of his hand. Near side corner catch. Oliver goes to work on offense. Nice pass to Timmel. He's swatted out of there by Lane Wiseau. And a rebound by Carter Olsen. So he gets blocked on the other end. Not blocked, but gets ball turned over. And then he swats one out of there on defense. Hand off. Anderson. Pull-up jumper, 16-footer, pure for Wes Anderson on the handoff. And he now has 9, 5 here in this quarter already. It's 33-32 and a lost ball by Paxton Bowers, but he picked it back up and he's fouled. As Rosequist accidentally kind of fell on the top of Paxton Bowers' ankle. With 6:10 to go. And for Rosequist, that is his third personal. So it is 33-32, Centralia, a one-point game. Frankfurt got within a possession at the beginning of the third quarter, but after that, Centralia was able to kind of get back to a 2-3 possession lead for a while. Entry pass to Timmel from Bowers. Kick it out to the corner, right back to Bowers, then your side corner. To tanking, drives from the top of the key. He is no good. Shot no good. Picks up his own miss. Kick it out to Becker. He'll drive it. Bounce pass to Timmel. He got his man up in the air. He lays up in and one. A very weak foul from behind by Lane Wiseau. And back to a 3-point lead for Centralia. So Wiseau picks up his second personal foul. And Timmel goes to the charity stripe. He's got 6. This is the first free throw attempt of the game for Centralia. It's on its way. And good. And timeout is called. And we will take it as well. 36-32 Centralia. 5:49 to go in the game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787. 5787.
KMZA.
36-32. Our score. 5:49 to go. Centralia leading Frankfurt. Panthers are trying to stay undefeated in Twin Valley play. They're trying to improve to 6-0. As for Frankfurt, they're trying to get back to 500 in league play. As they sit at 3-4, as well as 6-7 overall, trying to get to 500. Actually, they're 7-7 overall, trying to get above 500 with the win here tonight. They got some work to do, trailing by 4. What a job for Wes Anderson here in this fourth quarter, has all 5 of the team's points in the period, and the Wildcats have the ball out of the break. This is Carter Olsen across half court. 8 points for him. Only 3 since the first quarter when he had 5. Rosequist gives it back to Olsen, dribbles towards the middle. All right, back towards the right side. He'll kick it out to Loizzo from the top of the key. Looking to hand it off to Anderson. He can, so he gives it up to Rosequist. Matt Becker is face guarding with Anderson. Kicking to Smith. He tries a 3. No good. Short near side. Rebound Carter Olsen. And it's a jump ball. Good job by Quentin Oliver to reach in there to get a piece. And Centralia gets the stop. Centralia head coach Nick Evans calls out the play here for Matt Becker, who brings it across half court. It'll be defended by Wes Anderson. And it's fun watching those two go at it here tonight. Timmel comes out to the perimeter to make the catch. That is tanking here from just the right at the top of the key. Landed off far side wing to Matt Becker. Top of the key, Bauer. Venture past Timmel. Near side block. Goes to work. Turn it back down. His man is shut up. And that is Zogan off the right side. And a whistle and a foul against Centralia on the rebound. That one will go against Becker. That is his third. Team foul number one. That's for Frankfurt. They've submitted three. 4:53 left to go in the ballgame. Here's side wing catch Smith. Missed the three-pointer on the last drive. He'll kick it out. Two row splits. Near the half-court, half-circle. He'll hand it off to Olsen. He's submitted by Bauer. He looks to the far side wing. Gets a screen by Rosequist. Drive in the lane, and he traveled. Had a good opportunity there for a little floater if he wanted to put it up, but instead he held on to it and took that extra step accidentally. And a timeout is called by Frankfurt. So we will go ahead and step aside for 30 seconds as well. Back here in a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
So a four-point lead for Centralia with 4:36 now remaining. Kind of a bit of a standstill at this score. 36-32. See if we can pull up some scores for you here real quick around the CDL. The Clifton Clyde boys lead Donovan West 22-8 after one quarter. And that is the only score that we got. At least from the Twin Valley League. See if I can't find something else here. 26-18, Morehead Academy leading Jefferson County North at halftime on the boys' side. So that's the boys to beat Boy Valley 68-51. That's your Holt House, Auto House scoring update. Bowers, nice give to Tanking, and Elizo came from behind and almost jumped on top of Tanking, and he is fouled. Didn't have a chance to get up a good shot, and he'll get two free throws here. And again, Centralia has just attempted one free throw all game long. They have gotten 30 of their 33 points from two-point field goals as well. First free throw is good. Next, a correction. The 29 of their 33 points. After that make, 29 of their 34 points. That one is no good. So one for two from the free throw line. This time for Reese Tanking. And a whistle and a foul down low against Quentin Oliver. So third personal foul for him. And the second team foul. Jump stop for Wes Anderson. Scoop shot is good off the glass. A little bit of spin action as well to help him out. He's got 11. First Wildcat in double digits. Going back the other way. Quickly is Quentin Oliver. He lays it up and in. A nice drive. From the near side corner, he's got 13. So for Frankfurt, he has all of the team's 7 points in this fourth quarter. It's 39-34 with 3:49 remaining. And it off to Smith. Screen from Rosequist. Wiseau top of the key. Low pass down low. Nice find for Rosequist. He lays it up and in. Over-anticipated the pass was Tanking. And he scoops it up and in. 8 points for him. Tanking left all alone for three from the top of the key. That one's no good. Rebound, Becker lays it up. No good, but he's fouled. Nice hustle from Matt Becker. Threw the ball. Went up in the air. He shot out of the cannon towards the basket. And he got that rebound and a chance for Becker to put the Panthers back up by two possessions as they currently lead 39-36 with 3:30 remaining. First free throw is no good. Matt Becker still scoreless. He's getting 6 points in the first quarter. Mentioned, though, he averages a little less than 5 points a game. Second one. That one is also no good. Rebound lane to Wiseau, so it stays a one-possession game. Far side wing catch for Wes Anderson goes to the middle off of a screen. Lost him and picked it back up. Rose Quist, long ways away from the basket, dribbles and hands it off to Ty Smith. Screen to go to his left. Towards the middle to Loizzo. Stop the key, pass to Carter Olson, defended by Aldifer, drives baseline, stops, gets by him, good! Nice touch, Carter Olson, he's got 10, it's 39-38, Panthers. Becker, top of the key, pass, near side wing, Bowers, defended by Smith loosely. And Bowers has been pretty quiet as of late, hasn't scored since the second quarter. 2:45 to go. Near side wing catch Becker to Bowers, top of the key. Left side drive against Smith, stopped by Rosequist, lob it in for Tim Hall. The mismatch, lays it up and in! Brilliant recognizing the mismatch there as they switched to get Rosequist on Bowers, and Smith was left guarding Tim Hall. A huge mismatch. They take advantage. 41-38, nice give and go, lay up and in, and one for Fred Rosequist! And Fred Rosequist gets him within one. Rosequist now with 10 points. Three Wildcats in double-digit scoring. And that foul will go against Matt Becker. That is his fourth, and that is huge. Provides a level of defense that hardly anyone in the TVL can match. Free throw for Rosequist. Got it, and we are tied. 41-all. Here comes Bowers, far side wing. 2:18 left to go in the ballgame. Tanking with it. Now to your side wing for Oliver. Now to Becker, to Bowers, lob it inside. Tim will go for far side block. Shot him off the glass. Good, just back down. Fred Rosequist laid it up and in. And back in front by two are the Panthers. Must score situation there. Tim will now has 11 points. It's 43-41. 30-second timeout with 2 minutes left to go here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
2:02 left to go. Frankfort can tie or take the lead with this possession right here. We're back underway. Olson will bring it up for the Wildcats from the top of the key. So to his left, defended by Bowers, gives up his dribble to Anderson. West Anderson, far side wing. Gets bumped by Becker. Screen to go to his right. Trying to get a pick and go going, and ripped away by Reese Tanking. Driving the right side, lays it up, and in! And Reese Tanking gives Australia a two-possession lead. Once again, it's 45-41 with 1:35 to go. A big-time steal for Reese Tanking. Smith near side to the corner for Carter Olson. He'll drive baseline. He is bumped and fouled by Paxton Bowers, the fourth team foul. And for Bowers, that is just his first personal. Both teams are now in double bonus for the rest of the way for the remaining 1:27. Olson, the inbounder. And lob it up for the YSO from the elbow on the near side. Defended by Timmel, kick it out to Ty Smith, far side wing. Hands it off to Olson. Signals for Rosequist to come and get it. He'll hold on to it. He'll drive. It gets stripped by Tinking and a late whistle and a foul against Aldifer trying to take a charge. If play goes on and Aldifer doesn't take that charge, that would have been a turnover going the other way. Instead, the freshman picked up his fourth personal foul and two huge free throws coming up here for Carter Olson. Olsen is 2-for-3 from the free throw line. He has 10 points on the ballgame. First one, got it. One more coming up, back to a one-possession game. Can make it a two-point game right here. Bends the knees and lets it go. Got it, 2-for-2 for Carter Olsen. He's got 12. It is 45-43. Is a 60-second timeout with 1:14 to go in the ballgame. Back here in 30 seconds, you're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Sawbomber Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawbomber Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawbomber Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawbomber Lumber in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
5:43. We got a fun one. Had a couple of dandies here tonight here in Centralia. Jared Slubby with you. Kurt Kilman back in the booth. So out of the timeout, it will be Centralia basketball after Carter Olson made those free throws. Both teams are in the double bonus. Possession arrow, by the way, favors Frankfurt. Reese Tanking will give it back to Bowers, and he'll bring it up. We're back underway. 1:05 to go. Becker, far side wing, defended by Anderson, and he got a little too aggressive that time, reaching in. And Anderson commits his second personal foul, and that will quickly send Becker to the free throw line to shoot two. And you got to wonder if that was the plan from Frankfurt head coach Adam Schreiner to foul quickly. First free throw is no good. Becker is now 0-for-3 from the free throw line here tonight. Again, he has gone cold since the first quarter, had 6 points in the opening frame, nothing since then. Second one for Becker. That one is way off the mark. It's tipped. It's loose. Picked up by Timmel on the far side block. His shot is up and good. That shot was so far off to the side, it caught everybody off guard. Pass to Smith up ahead across that court to fire a three off the dribble. Short, no good. And loose. Near half court, out of bounds. Can't save it. Centralia basketball. 45.4 seconds left. A lucky bounce to Duke Timmel. 8 points in the quarter, 13 for the ball game, tied for the team high with Quentin Aldifer. 40 seconds left. Tower dribbles to the near side wing to Tanking. Timmel coming up to set the screen, goes to his right, he falls over, a whistle, and they'll call a foul on Lane the Wiseau. Oh no, they're going to call this on Timmel. Oh, no, they switched it. They switched the call. The official that was nearest to the scores table switched the call from the foul being an offensive foul on Timmel to being on, well, not Lane the Wiseau. I think they got the number wrong there. They gave it to a number 22 as the first free throw for Timmel is good. So I think that was actually on the Wiseau. This is fourth. The first free throw for Timmel is good. 9 points for him here in this quarter. Took his time with that one. Second one is no good. Rebound Carter Olson. 48-43 Centralia. 25 seconds to go. They need to score in a hurry, but instead they'll call a timeout. And Coach Adam Schreiner wants to talk things over and get a quick three-pointer. Or possibly even a two-point basket to get them inside a one-possession deficit. Bringing a step aside for 30 seconds, 48-43 Centralia here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
KMZA.
48-43, Centralia defending. 20 seconds left. Frankfurt needs to get going. Need to get the shot off here quickly. Anderson tries a three off the catch. That's off the left side. No good. Tip in for Smith. is no good. Rattles off there. 10 seconds left. Timmel with the rebound. Ellis to Bowers. 10 seconds left, and Rosequist will foul with 8.2 seconds. And that will pretty much just about do it. A couple free throws, a couple makes, would put him up by three possessions with inside 10 seconds. And Centralia is going to hold off Frankfurt here at home. And they're going to improve to 6-0 in league play. What a game here tonight for the Panthers. They're going to get to second place as the first free throw, though, is no good by Paxton Bowers. His first free throw attempt of the game. Mentioned he's scoreless since halftime. Second one on its way. That one is good. So he goes 1 for 2. He now has 9. 49-43. 6 seconds left. Three ball for Olsen is no good. 3 seconds left. Rebound by Tanking. And that is it. And Centralia wins 49-43. They score 16 points in the fourth quarter. Well, so does Frankfurt, but they are able to hold them off by two possessions. We're going to step aside for our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show coming up here in a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score here in the boys' game. Centralia holds off Frankfurt. Final score 49-43 here in our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. So, kind of recapping this one a bit here in the second half. It was a fun one. No doubt about that. The third quarter, Quentin Oliver kept it going. 5 points in that third quarter, including making two of the team's four field goals. Frankfurt was able to get down to a one-possession deficit early in the third quarter. Centralia, though, was able to extend their lead back out to 2-3 possessions for the rest of the quarter. In the fourth quarter, Wes Anderson kept Frankfurt in the ballgame, made a couple of big-time baskets. Also, Carter Olsen, Fred Rosequist sprinkling into baskets as well towards the end of the fourth quarter. But it was Duke Timmel. 9 fourth-quarter points for the Panthers, and he had 4 of the team's 6 field goals in the final quarter, as both teams ended up scoring 16 points each in the final frame to make it 49-43. Final totals in this one, 12 points for Carter Olsen, 11 apiece for Fred Rosequist and Wes Anderson, as well as 7 for Lane Loizo and 2 for Ty Smith. And for Centralia, 14 points for Duke Timmel, and he is going to be your player to bank on, or player of the game, by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So he finished with 14 points, 9 in the fourth quarter, 13 points for Quentin Oliver as well, with 11 of those coming in the first three quarters, 5 in the third quarter, and 4 in the second quarter for him. Also 9 points for Paxton Bowers, 6 for Matt Becker, and 2 apiece for Tyler Jones and Brett Heidemann, as well as 3 points for Reese Tanking. So that is going to do it here in this one, as Frankfurt, with the win, they improved to 6-0 in league play. And wait to see the final score between Clifton Clyde and their opponent, which I believe is Donovan West. Yes, Donovan West is who they play tonight. So chance for them to improve to 6-0 as well and be tied, as Hanover is currently playing a non-league opponent tonight against Republic County. And have a chance to tie it. Actually, it will be tied for first place. So Centralia actually is tied for first place now with that win with Hanover. The Wildcats are 7-1, and Centralia is 6-0. And Clifton Clyde has a chance to make it a three-way tie top. And as for the Wildcats, they fall to 3-5 and 7-8 on the regular season. That is going to do it for this edition of your Game of the Week here on 92.1 FM KMZA. Once again, your final score here on the boys' game, Centralia wins it 49-43. From Jared Slubby, myself, and Kurt Kilman back in the booth, thank you so much for tuning in here on this fantastic doubleheader here on the Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.